All right, Molly Mitchell, give me the name of your organization again.
The Maryland Collaborative to Reduce College Drinking and Related Problems.
Okay, this is deals, and we'll take a picture of it, deals with the 95% alcohol, the 190 proof beverages like Everclear. The Senate passed a bill unanimously last month, I believe it was. The House passed its version today. Tell me about it.
This is a bill that's going to ban the retail sale of extreme alcohol in Maryland. This is alcohol that, as you said, is 95% pure alcohol, 190 proof. It's extreme alcohol. It's already banned in our neighboring states of Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, as well as 16 other states. And so we're really glad that Maryland is now joining their ranks.
How popular is this beverage on college campuses?
We're hearing from a lot of the colleges that are part of our collaborative that it is too popular, that college students like to use it to get as drunk as possible, as quickly as possible, as cheaply as possible. And it's leading to a lot of negative consequences, such as increased risk of injury, death, sexual assault. So this is a really positive step for colleges and for the state of Maryland.
And I've heard that it's popular to take these drinks and mix them with energy drinks. So you can stay awake and, I guess, get drunk longer is the argument, right?
Well, they're blending this with a lot of juices and punches, and when it's blended with those, you cannot taste it. You can't smell it. Mm-hmm. So students don't know how much they're drinking, and so that really leads to a lot of problems.
Green alcohol, Kool-Aid, and that was I know the students did that in my day, too, I mean, in the early 80s. I mean, that's been around for years.
Yeah.
Now, I understand this bill that passed the House is different from the one in the Senate.
This carves out an exception for hospitals and those who want to use grain alcohol to make tinctures and that kind of thing. So that will go back to the Senate now for another vote.
Okay. And what kind of message is Maryland sending by passing this bill?
Maryland is sending a message that we want to protect our college students. We want to protect their safety, their health, and their success. And this is a very positive message for Maryland.
Molly Mitchell, thank you very much.